now to Iowa, where less than 3 months from now, Republican voters will pick from a narrowing field in the first presidential nominating contest of 2024. Former Vice President Mike Pence is no longer a contender. He suspended his presidential bid. And the candidate whose ticket he joined in 2016 seems to have a lock on winning the caucuses. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters takes us to the campaign trail.
A group of Iowans munch on pizza and fried chicken while they wait for Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy at a Pizza Ranch restaurant in suburban Des Moines. Polk County Republican Party Chair Gloria Mazza takes the mic first.
How many of you are planning on caucusing? I better see all the hands. All the hands, come on.
Not every hand goes up. She reminds the Saturday night crowd caucuses are not like a primary election.
You will not caucus in your normal polling place. It will be in a gymnasium, an auditorium, a business. We're looking at sites all over. We have almost all of them done.
Voters have to be motivated enough to show up for their candidate on caucus night. Republicans have to wait around to hear speeches before they fill out their secret ballot. Most potential Iowa caucus goers feel like this year's contest is already settled, says David Peterson, a political science professor at Iowa State University who has recent poll data.
Amongst our respondents, it sure seems like they all believe Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. And so at some point it makes sense. If that's what's going to happen, why bother? Why bother paying attention? Why bother showing up on a cold January night when you know what the outcome is?
Caucuses have a way of surprising people. That's why South Carolina Senator Tim Scott and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis moved most of their resources to Iowa. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley is spending more time in the Hawkeye State, too. Marty Scharf drove around 40 miles to see her speak in Cedar Rapids.
I don't think Trump's that far ahead. I think somebody like Nikki's got a chance. I really do.
Scharf had been thinking about supporting DeSantis, but not anymore.
You know, I don't know if I can really put my finger on it, but listening to him speak, sometimes I feel he needs to smile. He's forcing it.
As DeSantis tries to visit all 99 counties, he is finding a crowd. His message speaks to Jeff Schneider, who came to see him speak in Council Bluffs. Schneider, a truck driver, says he'll always be a huge Trump fan, but wants him to move on from the 2020 election.
Think about what you can do for the country ahead of us, not what happened behind us, man. It's gone. Let it go. You know, we just need to hear some new stuff, new ideas from him. It's repetitive and it's getting old.
Lynette Peterson also wants to move on from Trump.
I voted for him before, and I think our country was in an amazing position under his leadership. But I just think that with him may come a lot of distractions.
While those distractions include four looming criminal cases and dozens of charges in four different jurisdictions, Republican caucusgoers really don't bring that up much, except to defend the former president. Instead, they're talking about things like immigration, the Israel-Hamas war, and inflation. Trump's bringing those things up as he campaigns more in the state. They don't want a repeat of 2016 when he came in second in the caucuses.
This is what wins. Hats, shirts won't win. This will win.
A Trump volunteer hands out commit to caucus cards as he works a rally crowd. Zach Schmitz takes one. He says he'll scan the QR code and check it out.
I'm here to learn more. So see it more in person as opposed to just what pops up on social media.
The restaurant manager is here with his wife, Leah, who works in sales, both of them decked out in Trump hats.
Well, we voted for him in 2016, 2020, and I've always been on the Trump train.
There are a lot of devoted Trump fans here who plan to show up for him, like Tim Crockenfels. He can't wait to caucus for Trump again.
I think DeSantis should have waited. I spoke to DeSantis and Vivek. And had really good conversations with both of them, but where they stand in Republic, as far as the party, totally agree with them, but I think it's going to be a landslide, honestly, and then every other name under that is not even worth mentioning right now.
A not too distant second place might count as a win on January 15th for those other Republicans, if there's any chance of taking on Trump for the nomination. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.